When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right. Fly Jams Friday, everybody. Dan is now DJ Shagru. He's ready to go. And your requests should be coming in at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for your request for Fly Jams Friday. We'd like to start off your weekend on a funky note with some great R&B and some funky music, and that's what we do every Friday. So give us a call and give DJ Shagru a call and have him give you a request. 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jam requests. Get in there now. Hey, DJ Shagru, do you have my first Fly Jam?
Yeah, let's make this proper.
Okay. Of course, Shannon, Let the Music Play. I think that might have been Shannon's only hit. It's, my favorite use of this song is in the movie Adventureland, which if you've not seen Adventureland, you should, because it's great. It's a film that takes place in 1988. And it's Jesse Eisenberg is in it. He plays a kid who just graduated college. For the summer, he's working at this terrible, terrible, miserable amusement park. And he's getting ready, you know, for the real world. And it's a coming-of-age movie. And one of the reasons I love it so much, one, soundtrack is amazing. I was the age of those characters in the movie in 1988. I was that age. So I, like, everything that was happening to those people in that movie in their early 20s was happening to me at the time. So I just love it. But the scene that where they play that is when the hottest girl who works the rides at Adventureland, she and her two friends are dancing to that song. And there's the two idiots who are working at the games, because they work at the games, like where you shoot the water gun and it fills up the balloon, shoot it into the clown's mouth and it fills up the balloon. That's where Jesse Eisenberg works a lot, and the ring toss and stuff. And so they just kind of sit there and look across the way at the hottest girl at Adventureland just dancing to that song. It's such a great movie. It is such a great movie. One of my favorite coming-of-age movies, seriously, ever. So, all right. 312-981-7200 for more Fly Jams. And by the way, during this Fly Jams Friday, I do have a pair of tickets to give away. At some point, we'll give them away. And it's for the sold-out Chicago Blackhawks Training Camp Festival. Saturday, the 24th, inside the United Center. The outdoor festival is free. It starts at 8. The doors open at 9. First 10,000 fans get themselves a Seabrook bobblehead. So I got a pair to give away, and that'll be coming up in moments. All right, let's see. Tim in Chicago requested this.
Oh, 3 o'clock in the morning, baby. Can't even close my eyes.
Yeah, man. 3 o'clock Blues by B.B. King. B.B. King was on the Tonight Show rerun yesterday, man. Spectacular. The King.
You can't go wrong with B.B. King.
Oh, no, you can't. You can't. And he killed. He played two songs on the Tonight Show rerun. The interesting thing is, on these Johnny Carson reruns, which I watch every single morning.
And you put it on Facebook.
I post all the posts. I watch it every single morning. It's as soon as I get home, it's the first thing I do. On the Johnny Carson reruns, most of the time, they cut out the musical guest.
Why?
Well, it's probably rights. They have to pay for the songs and stuff, so it costs too much money. But
that
they did not cut out B.B. King. B.B. King did two songs.
I think they expire after 50 years. Though,
yeah,
so.
Well, but these are from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, these shows. So
no, but I mean the song, the license to the song.
Right.
It's over 50 years old.
Well, that's true, but I don't think what BB was playing was over 50 years old. I don't think. Not sure. I don't know. But whatever, they had BB King. They let him play the two songs, and it was great. All right, how about this one? 815 area code requests a little Brian McKnight. You know, I like Brian McKnight, but Dan, see if you agree with me on this. No, he's no Keith Sweat.
I don't know, man.
You like Brian McKnight?
Return to One.
I like him, but Keith Sweat, man.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's like number three, number one, but man, that guy's voice.
Yeah. All right, Brian McKnight. All right, we got a break here. 312-981-7200. For your Fly Jam requests, we got a break. We got the news coming up and then more Fly Jams. And I got a pair of Blackhawks training camp tickets to give away. Little Chaka Khan, man. I love this song. Sweet Thing by Chaka Khan. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5. It's Friday morning. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 o'clock and Steve Cochran for your morning drive at 6. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. And, yeah. Now, Veronica, you picked a song that that you wanted to request for Fly Jams Friday?
I gave him a couple of options, so I'm not sure which one he
okay. DJ Shagroom,
I grabbed three that are definitely Fly Jams and then one that is definitely not a Fly Jam.
So which one did you pick?
We'll start with the three Fly Jams first.
Okay.
Up,
a rainy night in Georgia, a rainy night in Georgia, it seems like it's raining all the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world.
You know, everybody in the world has done this song.
Yeah.
I looked it up on YouTube, and it's like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a great song. Such a great song. All right. Well, what's next?
Next up, a first-timer.
First time on the Fun Fly Jams. Ooh.
Here we go.
Oh.
Mama, he can't be trusted.
Yeah,
I heard that once, just years and years ago, and I thought it was so, I mean, it was so timely in any decade.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's a great song. Yeah, that was the first. But it's a very great accomplishment to have a first time Fly Jams, because we've been doing this segment for years now, and it's hard to not repeat Fly Jams. And then we got another one that's a Fly Jam.
Yep, here we go.
My mom used to like a lot of old school music, and she always listened to music when I was a kid. And my cousin Michelle and my sister Valerie and I used to...
Would you do a routine to this?
Yes.
Yeah!
Well, a lot of different songs like this. We would kind of do the karaoke thing, and we'd learn some dance moves.
Yeah. Well, you got to do the dance moves back in, in those days. If you didn't have dance moves, you didn't have anything.
Yep. We probably looked like little dorks, but we had so much fun.
And then you picked another one, but DJ Shagroo, you do not believe that this is a Fly Jam.
I will be proven momentarily.
All right.
Still, the do right, run, run, the do right.
Yeah, no, that's not a fly jam, Veronica. That's not a fly
I had
jam.
Such a crush on Sean Cassidy.
Sean Cassidy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I can understand that. Sean Cassidy did Do Run, Run, Run. Yeah,
we
but that doesn't make the song
him.
Good.
I had posters of him in my room, and I
so
kissed
did I.
Him.
Yeah, yeah, but the posters yeah. don't sing, so that's fine.
Hey, but little girls, we bought the album.
I know, I know. We played yesterday. We played a song by Bobby Sherman, and I thought Mary Vandeville was going to drive off the road when she heard. Yeah, and she just did a thumbs up because she loves Bobby Sherman.
My sister was a big Bobby Sherman.
Oh,
fan.
Oh man, right? I you know if you weren't around in those days, just to know how big Bobby Sherman was in the early 70s, forget it. Ridiculous. All right. Well, there you go. That's the all right. Three out of four is not bad, Veronica.
Well, I kind of knew the Sean Cassidy thing wouldn't fly with you. I think I made a note to Dan about that.
Yeah.
But I just had to do it just
okay.
for fun.
All right. All right.
Good job.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sean Cassidy. The first time and last time that Sean Cassidy will ever be played on Fly Jams Friday.
No.
All right. You know, by the way, I want to make sure we get this in. Apparently, Belle Biv DeVoe has a new record out. And it's Belle Biv DeVoe. It's their first new album in 15 years. They return to the music scene on Monday with the release of a new music video titled Run. The Eric Sermon-produced track, which first debuted in July and samples Notorious B.I.G.'s Hypnotize. Wait a second. So they're sampling Hypnotize?
Yeah.
Do we know? I mean, do they realize that Hypnotize was a sample as well? Are they aware of that?
What was Hypnotize a sample of? Sorry, I didn't mean to stop.
No, I can't remember what it's. I'm trying to remember now. I can't even think of it right now. But Notorious B.I.G. was that was sampled as well. It perfectly matches the old school hip hop new jack swing from Belle Biv DeVoe's earlier hits like Poison. All right, well let's give this a listen.
This is the new Belle Biv
brand
DeVoe
new Belle Biv DeVoe.
Okay.
Fly Jam Friday exclusive, Belle Biv DeVoe, and this is called
it's a debut.
Run.
Oh, I got so much stuck up, I love, but I believe in you, baby, so I never give up. Every time I buy your things, you play the game. You run, 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 and you run, run. Cause you see my heart in pain when you run away. You run, 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 and you run, run. I'm so, so sick of this. Give me kiss, give me spit, tell me you care, but give me time limited, girl. Where do you run, run?
Right. All right. Ricky Bell, Michael
there.
Bivens, and Ronnie DeVoe are back. And so there you go. That's their new song after 15 years, Belle Biv DeVoe.
And the Hypnotize sample is from Herb Alpert's Rise.
That's right. Right. That's right. It's Herb Alpert's Rise. That's what they. So technically, they're sampling Rise. They're not sampling Hypnotize because Hypnotize was a sample.
Well, but I think they took the beat from Hypnotize.
They took the beat that they took from. All right, whatever. At this point, it's just like it's like Inception. At this point, what sample is what? The van's gonna fall into the lake at some point. I don't know what the hell's going on. I got a ski mask on and I'm skiing and I'm shooting at a big facility.
What dimension are you
and
in?
I don't even know.
I'm in a different dimension.
It's raining really hard, and there's a train driving down the middle of the street.
And all Tom right. Hardy looking great in a suit.
Don't be afraid to dream big, my friend, when he pulls out the gun. And that's such a great movie. All right. All right. Let's go to the phones here. We got some requests. Here's Harold on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
First thing is, yesterday you kept on lamenting because Manny's is no longer there. Manny's is open in an hour.
No,
and a half.
No. I never said that Manny's is closed.
Oh, you said it's no longer.
No, whatever. I didn't. That's all right, but I didn't. I'm well aware that Manny's is still open. I've been there 9 million times. So
okay,
all right.
I was there like this summer.
Yeah, no, it's a great place. It's open. I know.
Okay. Hey, listen. You were giving away the videos for Pride and Joy.
Yeah, for, Alligator Records we were giving away, yeah.
For Alligator Records?
Right.
About 12 years ago, my niece had gotten a tumor behind her eye.
Yeah.
They did some surgery, and they got it out, but it took some years to do it, actually.
Okay.
Long story. But anyways, but we had a benefit to help pay off some of the hospital bills for my brother and his wife. And I decided to put together a blues package that we could raffle off. And I got stuff from Buddy Guy's Legend and from blues and from Kingston Mines and Jazz Record Mart. And I called up Alligator Records. You know, I know Alligator Records. Let me call and talk to this lady. And she said, "Oh, well, hold on." And she connects me to Bruce Aguiar.
Right.
And he talked to me for about 2 or 3 minutes. And he said, "Okay, let me send you out a package." And he sent me out like $200 gift certificates.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy. Yeah. There's no question about it. And his local roots remain really, really strong. All right, Harold, we're going to – I have to hear your request.
There we go.
Okay.
It's her, Herbie Hancock, and it's
It's Herbie Hancock. Okay, go ahead, DJ Shagru, because we're going to hit the news here.
Hang up your
Great choice, Harold. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Harold. Herbie Hancock. Did Herbie Hancock never did anything with vocals? I think everything he ever did was instrumental, I think. Pretty sure. Yeah, man. Cool and the Gang. Dan, I really think we should post this video on it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
I don't know if the Sahara Desert or the puppetress ghost is more appealing to me.
That video is hilarious. It's one of the ridiculous quintessential 80s videos. That's Cool in the Gang. I love the song, Cool in the Gang, Misled. That video is ridiculous. We'll post it on our Facebook page if you would like to check out our Fly Jam Idiotic Video of the Week. And that's Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Okay, we want to congratulate Mark. Mark has won our tickets to the sold-out Chicago Blackhawks Training Camp Festival. It's Saturday the 24th. And get there early, Mark, because the first 10,000 fans who enter get themselves a Seabrook bobblehead. And we'll have more tickets to give away next week. All right, it's sold out, but right here on this show, we do have some tickets we can give you for the Chicago Blackhawks Training Camp Festival. That's right, hockey is just around the corner. All right, and our congratulations to Mark. All right, let us continue with our Fly Jams Fridays. Here's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
What's up?
Hi.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say I'm happy because Cubs are in the playoffs,
That's
and I'm
right.
going to enjoy rubbing that in my teacher's face at school.
Is your teacher a Sox fan?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
So my request this week is On Bended Knee by Boyz II Men.
Oh, boy, here we go. So, Jasmine, are you excited about Belle Biv DeVoe's new song?
I'm not really. I've heard the song Poison before, but I don't know that much about it.
Oh, okay. Well, they're the same kind of guys that you just played there.
By the way, I'll try to make this quick. So this has happened before where I've requested a song and DJ Shagru says it's not Fly. What classifies as a Fly Jam so I don't make that mistake?
Well, what was the song that you requested?
Somewhere Beyond the Sea by Bobby Darin.
Yeah, no, that's not Fly. that's not Fly. A Fly Jam has got to be sort of funky. It's got to be rhythm and blues. It's got to have like a really cool beat to it. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've argued about Fly Jams before on the show. Like DJ Shagru and I disagree on whether Wham is Fly Jams. Dan says that Wham is not. And I say it is. But it's essentially got to be funky and it's got to have a beat and it's got to be R&B, Jasmine.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Well, have a good weekend.
Okay, thank you. Take care. All right. Here's the Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I know the Cubs have clinched their first NL Central title since 2008 and
yes.
It's not even fall yet.
No, I know.
But, but this morning I have to give credit where credit is due.
Okay.
To Biker Don and his fellow White Sox fans. They did something on Wednesday night that the Cubs can only dream about.
Okay.
They made the Guinness Book of World Records. Did you see this?
No.
For attendance of dogs at a single sporting event, 1,122. Congratulations, Don, and your fellow Sox fans. Well played.
I think that was a kind of a fun event, actually. Did the dogs outnumber the fans?
Well, I tried to find that out. But I do know they only counted the dogs in the stands and not the ones on the field.
Oh, God. All right. Well, what's your song that you wanted to hear, Bob?
Well, I picked this song, the Rolling Stones cover of Rufus Thomas' 1963 hit, Walking the Dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great version. Funky, yes. Funky.
And never before played on Fly Jams.
Never before played on.
Intact.
That's right, Fly Jams Friday, Fly Jams Friday virgin. All right, Bob, thanks, man.
Okay.
Have a good one. See you later. Bye-bye. All right, let's see if we can squeeze one more. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
All right, man, what do you got?
I got a song by a white artist that was signed to Motown back in the early 60s, Chris Clark, and she performed with the Motown Review. Along
so it was
another.
This is she's pre-Rare Earth?
Pre-Rare Earth, oh. Along with R. Dean Taylor, who was also signed in the 60s
All right.
by Motown.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah, so this is Chris Clark then.
Yeah.
All right,
yep.
Here we go. That's great.
Co-written by Berry Gordy. I bought this back in 1967 as a teenager.
Is that right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Chris Clark?
I don't know. She's pretty big on the Northern Soul scene in England, from what I hear.
Wow.
She's got two albums out over there. So,
she's still cranking them out, then?
No, they're basically her Motown stuff that she did.
The old Motown stuff, okay.
Yeah.
All right, great, man. All right, Mike, thanks, man.
All right, Nick, take care.
Take care, buddy. And we will get Dan in Lake Geneva. Dan, hey, Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, more than Nick, I got a fly for you. But first, I live up at a public pier here, Lake Geneva, a boat launch. I got a great big dummy for you. A guy parked his Chevy Tahoe completely underwater.
And then what is he?
We had to dive down and open up all the doors and hook onto it with a tow strap and pull it up in the parking lot. I think there was fish flowing out of his back.
Was there Joel Goodson visiting Lake Geneva? What's going on there, man? All right, what's your story?
Then he tried to start it. Yeah, it'd be the meters.
The meters.
People say 1974.
Lesson there is you don't want to have your car under meters of water. See how what I did there? You see that?